Blog Talk Radio. You make me feel like a newborn child, and I know it's real by the way you look into my eyes. Come on over, baby, feel your heartbeat next to mine.
Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I know it's not Saturday, it's Wednesday, but this is a hot singer. You want to check her out. That was Queen from Taylor Made, the album by Tasha Taylor. You want to pick up a copy. You can actually pick up a copy by listening. Follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. Become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I have a couple of CDs of hers to give away, so please stay tuned, follow on Twitter, become a fan. Also, you can email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, comments, suggestions, people you want to see in the show. Just send me, you know, your thoughts. That's great. But right now, we got Tasha Taylor. Again, that was Queen from her new album, Taylor Made. She's also going to be on Broadway in Unchain My Heart, which is a musical about artist Ray Charles. She's not only a singer, she's an actor as well. So you want to check that out, Unchain My Heart, musical about Ray Charles. Good evening, Tasha.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for calling in today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You're all the way on the West Coast. It's about 4 o'clock there, and I'm on the East Coast, but this is the beauty of technology, that we can connect this way. So that was Queen. I mean, I would love to be a queen in someone's life, and I'm sure a lot of women want to be in that situation. What made you write that song? What gave you the what was the catalyst for that?
I'll tell you, that song was about the moment that you sort of pinpoint in a relationship that you want to dedicate yourself to someone and sort of team up as a life team, and you know, just that quintessential moment of falling in love and sort of deciding that you're ready to take it to the next level. So for me, that's what that song was about. It was sort of a love letter to that person in my life at the time.
So when was the first time you fell in love? Do you remember your first love when you were younger?
I do, because I remember writing, it was probably third grade, and I remember writing this extensive love letter to my betrothed, and I think it got in my backpack, and my dad found it in the driveway, and I had some explaining to do when I got home. That was my first experience with what I called real love.
Third grade. third grade. Oh my God. Yeah, I had a little boyfriend. I think like second grade. I might be a little faster than you. But anyway, so let's talk about your dad real quick. For those of the audience who don't know, Tasha Taylor's father is Johnny Taylor, very famous singer, and she did one of his songs on the album we'll play a little bit later. But tell us a little bit how it was growing up. I mean, when was the moment you realized, okay, my dad is this famous person as opposed to just my dad? Like, when did that happen?
I think around 11. You know, around 11, I became curious as to why people wanted his autograph when we, you know, went to Luby's after church on Sundays, and, you know, why we were constantly on the road. And, you know, most of my background comes from being backstage in the wings, watching the show as a family, because that's what you did when Dad was doing his job, was you waited for him to do his thing in the wings, and which were the best seats in the house. And it's hard for me to go to a show now and not be participating in the show, you know, or at least be in the wings. So I think around 11, I started to ask those questions. And then I think around 14, I started to really get deep into writing and really getting into his music as a sort of a guide, as a teacher, as a musical influence around my preteens, yeah.
So what do you think his greatest influence on you as a writer? The special techniques he kind of talked to you about or a way of singing? What's some things particular that he kind of gave to you as a gift, in a sense, to help you?
You know, I think that his phrasing was his sweetest sort of unique attribute. You know, the way that he phrased his melodies is something that I think I just naturally sort of innately picked up from him. And I really am grateful for that because I think, you know, he always told me, sing into a tape recorder and whatever, you know, is quirky, whatever is odd, whatever sticks out about that, but maybe it's something that you don't even like, you know, that's you.
Hmm.
That's
okay.
You. That's
okay.
Your style. That's your character. Embrace it, you know? And so,
yeah.
I think his phrasing and just approaching writing with that sort of attitude, you know,
yeah.
That maybe the mistakes aren't the mistakes, you know, maybe the mistakes are character that can define you.
Well, let's play a little bit of Who's Making Love. This is the cover off of your new album, Taylor Made. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Tanya
yes.
Taylor, singer, actress, composer. You want to check out her new album, Taylor Made. You can download it on iTunes. Amazon, is it on Amazon now, too?
Yes, Amazon.com, iTunes.
Amazon, iTunes.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. So check it out. Also,
everywhere, everywhere.
Free copies. Everywhere, everywhere.
Everywhere,
so
everywhere.
Let me play
worldwide.
Worldwide. Who's Making Love? This is Tasha Taylor.
I've seen so many fellas falling like the same old back.
Afterwards, you know, you like, do you like really critique yourself a lot? Are you comfortable once it's done? How do you feel hearing yourself sing?
You know, this particular record, and it's an interesting question because I think it's different for different projects or different songs. You know, this was a record that was 3 years in the making, and I think now I'm at a point where I'm just happy to see its exposure. I'm happy to share it. So I'm out of the critical phase. You know, I'm just grateful. Yeah,
yeah.
It's all gratitude. Yeah.
So now, that's a funny song. I love that song. You know, people are worried about, you know, what the partner's doing, but
mm-hmm.
they're really doing something, you know. And I remember when I was younger, I don't know, the guy liked me or something, but I was telling him, well, you know, my boyfriend, this and that, he really doesn't want me to be friends with you because, you know, he's nervous, blah, blah. He said, oh, well, maybe he's doing something, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what they say. They say the one that is the jealous one is usually the one that's the guilty one.
Actually doing.
I'm not
exactly.
saying, you know, it applies to me. I'm just saying.
Right. I'm
yeah.
just saying. No,
yeah,
me,
I'm
no,
just
me.
Saying what I've seen in movies is yeah, what I've heard my friends tell me.
Yeah,
yeah,
from
I mean,
the grapevine, you know.
Exactly. I'll tell you, I really liked about this particular song because there's a lot of stuff I mean I just don't even want to touch that my father has done because it's just out of respect of you just some stuff just shouldn't be touched, you know, it should just be left
right,
alone
right.
But I really liked the juxtaposition of a woman singing the song and not having to change a single lyric of the song. It's all original
mm-hmm,
arrangement
mm-hmm.
and
yep.
all original lyric. So, and just, you know, it makes you think about it in a different way that without changing a vintage song sort of gave it a modern twist, just by gender bending, you know?
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
No, I just like things that provoke thought. Yeah.
Who would you like to collaborate in the future? Who are some of your icons that you like, or people, just other artists
Ooh.
You want to collaborate right with?
Ooh. I'm a huge Aretha fan, Etta, B.B. King. I'm a huge John Mayer fan. I would love to open for John Mayer one day as a woman
who
plays the guitar, you know, and mm-hmm. I think our music both sort of shares that. I know a lot of people in his band, and they're a very soulful band, and I think it's interesting, the root of soul and blues and, you know, and jazz and gospel, they sort of all meet
at
the crossroads, and most of the time holding a guitar, right? So,
Jack Johnson, are you a Jack Johnson? Did you sell your soul to the devil too?
I did not.
Okay,
but I
good. I'm glad to hear that.
I got boundaries. I have been down to
you got
the crossroads.
Some boundaries.
So. I have been down to the crossroads. And they
what
are
were you
real.
Meditating at the? What was happening? Do you mind? I mean, everybody gets down to the crossroads. We all have challenges in our life, I think, and we get to a point where like, should I go left? Should I go right? Should I go front? Should I go back? You know, I mean, myself personally, I've had situations where I'm like, look, I gotta cut it. Sorry, can't do it. Can't go back. You know, gotta go forward.
Right, right.
So, you know, what keeps you grounded? You know, because now that your record's out, I'm sure you're getting a lot more attention. How do you stay grounded and don't, like, get a big head and, you know, think, oh, well, you know, yeah, I'm Tasha Taylor, you know, how do you keep grounded?
Well, you know, it's a lot of hard work, and, you know, the one thing my father always instilled in me is that it's called show business for a reason. It's 90% business,
mm-hmm.
10% show. So if you don't know your business, then, you know, you're screwed. So for me, I'm an entrepreneur, this is my business, and the more focused and disciplined I can be in my business, the more success, you know, will come into my life, and the more I'll be able to share that with the people that I love and care about. So this is a lineage. It's a responsibility on top of being a dream of mine, you know, and it's just a lot of hard work. So that's what keeps me grounded.
Definitely,
you know,
definitely.
And as an artist, as a musician, there's infinite amount of knowledge to learn about playing the guitar or singing or writing songs, and that's what I love about music. It's so vast. So I'll never be a place where I'm like, I got this. You know, I'll always be a student of music, always, you know, and a student of
always
life.
Growing.
Yeah, always growing.
Yeah, always growing.
Growing.
I want to play a little bit of Wonder Woman. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to singer Tasha Taylor. You want to check out TashaTaylor.com. Also in the chat room, thank you so much for calling in. I see a lot of different people in the chat room. Check out some of her videos. I put her Queen video on, which I played earlier. Also, the Merry Christmas Baby, which I'll play maybe a little later. Who's Making Love, so check out those videos. I'll be giving away her CD if you follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. Become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Right now, this is Tasha Taylor, Wonder Woman, from her her new album, Tailor Made.
If I could say all your sons and daughters.
Grooving over here, my hips start. I couldn't help it. My hips are kind of doing a little move. And then I was thinking this little 70s. I thought about my mind about this little 70s. You know, when you throw your hands around and you bend down and you go up and you clap and then you bend down and roll down and clap. Oh yeah, I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. So you want to pick up this album, Tailor Made by Tasha Taylor, because you know,
that's
so you can get a little groove on. So this one, Wonder Woman. You know, women, we take on a lot of burdens, Tasha. We take on a lot of burdens of other people. I don't know if that's like taught. Is it? You think it's social? Is it genetic? Why do you think we always trying to be Wonder Woman? You know, make the bacon, you know, clean the house, take the kids out, do the laundry, you know, oh, you need medicine, baby. Why are we taking all the burdens on? What do you think
is about? Isn't it, we're nurturers, right? And we know that that's what it takes, you know what I mean? It's like to be self-sufficient as an individual, as a human being, is just so valuable, but especially as a woman, because we're still sort of proving that we can on so many different levels. So for me, I love that this has sort of become an anthem for ladies to kind of give yourself a pat on the back and just say, you know, I'm not waiting for any external source to validate me and say, I done good, but to tell myself I done good today because I deserve it, you know, and hopefully that's, you know, that inspires people. And for me, the goal with music is to inspire people to express themselves and be more of who they truly are. So, you know, I just think sometimes we need reminders of just what's gets taken for granted. And I think as women, we don't give ourselves enough love sometimes, you know, we're always seeking it. Looking for that man, looking for that whatever, and it comes from within, right? It comes from within. So it's a reminder.
We do as women, and this is no bash to men. I'm not saying men don't do anything. I don't want anybody to think that.
I think as
a generalized statement, women do take on a lot of burdens, and they don't take care of themselves. I'm a proponent of always taking care of yourself. I do a lot of health shows, so I want to get you checkups, you know, your mammograms, your pelvic exams, your physicals, your dental. You know that your teeth even affect your overall well-being. Your heart. What are some things that you do? Some healthy types of exercise you like, or eating? Do you have a special diet or special routine, physical routine that you do to stay in shape?
You know, I do. I really do. I meditate is first usually how I start my day because I just need to kind of clear my brain before I dive into the business of show. And I like to run. I like to get on the treadmill. I like to get outside. You know, I have a bike. I love to ride my bike, whether it's just up to the grocery store, to Trader Joe's, whatever it may be, you know, just to get that sun on my face. And I love yoga. I mean, yoga is great for the mind, body, spirit. So, you know, and I like the gym too. So I just get bored. I like to mix it up.
Have you done that hot yoga?
Yes, I have, girl. Yes, I have.
That is the rage.
It's no joke. It's no joke. You
got to
ease yourself into that one.
Oh, no. Yeah. My friends have been trying to get me to go to that. A friend of mine, I said, oh, no, I'll pass out. I'll pass out. So
well,
I can do other yoga.
Well, if it's yoga, it's good, right? If you got to pick
definitely.
What works for you. That's the key. Pick what works for you.
Let's play a little bit of Merry Christmas, Baby. I like this song, too. And we'll talk about it after. If you're just tuning in, this is singer Tasha Taylor, Merry Christmas, Baby. The call-in number today is 646-929-0368. You can call in and ask a question or ask a question if you're in the chat room.
We both get so excited when it just stays away. Celebrate like little children. But I miss a tall and sweet, sweet candy cane. Oh, don't you know it? It's that time of the year. We gotta work it out. Come together.
Tell me about this song, Merry Christmas. I saw the video. Tell the audience what's going on in this song, Merry Christmas, Baby.
You know, this song is a sort of a metaphor for my parents' relationship. And you know, when my father passed away in 2000, I just sort of thought about being in a married couple that had been together for over 35 years and what that must be like for birthdays and holidays. I mean, I know what it's like from my perspective as a child, but as a partner, you know, from my mom's perspective. And Christmas was a time that, you know, no matter how much my dad was on the road, he was always home for Christmas. So I just sort of stepped inside my mom's shoes and thought what Christmas must or might be like on a certain level for her now.
Yeah.
And what those feelings of just anybody longing for someone that they can't be with, whether they're overseas, you know, in the war or whatever's going on, you know, those unforeseen circumstances when you really just are yearning for someone desperately but can't be together. And it might just be as simple as, you know, your man and you just can't get it together and he's working all the time and you're coming when he's leaving and you know what I mean? And you just need to make time
she's
for one
another.
Day
shift, he's working a night
yeah.
shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of hard. That's a balance. Life is a balance, you know, but definitely you brought the issue about the war and there are a lot of families that deal with that issue. Christmas, 4th of July, holiday, just any holiday, special moments, traditions, and the partner's not there. And nowadays, it's not just men not being there. The women aren't there because the women are in the war and fighting the battle overseas or, you know, if they're in the Marines or Navy, Army. So our society has to deal with that, and I think that's something that I don't feel our government really supports the troops when they come back as much as they should. There's a lot of cases that people aren't getting the services that they need, especially in terms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Not only for the person coming back, but the family needs help, too, to bring them back into the fold, so to speak. You know what I mean?
There's this new – have you seen this new Billy Ray Cyrus show that's coming on? It's a surprise homecomings where people are coming home from the war and their families are being surprised that their loved ones are coming back, and it's a reality show, and Billy Ray Cyrus is hosting. Yeah, it hasn't started yet, but it's coming. And that's, you know, I just like the awareness because, you know, we could give infinite amounts of love to the people who are sacrificing for our safety, you know. And if we can do more for them, we should be doing more for them, whether it's just awareness of what they go through, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy to just skip over it and not think about it. So, you know, I think we need
to
shine light and give credit where credit is due and give gratitude and, you know, it's complicated, girlfriend. You know, it's complicated.
Yeah, but, I mean, we can support. Somebody's risking your life for our safety, so to speak, quote-unquote, or our freedom, quote-unquote. I think they deserve it. They shouldn't be homeless. They shouldn't be trying to get food. We shouldn't be denying them housing. They risk their lives. Look, come on, what else do you want? You know what I'm saying? But if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with singer Tasha Taylor. You can call at 646-929-0368. Check out her website, TashaTaylor.com. Follow me on Twitter.com to get a free CD or become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm giving away a couple of her CDs. Right now I want to play Tasha Taylor, Somebody. This is from her new album, Taylor Made.
Sitting in my bedroom, you know, something that I just kept coming back to. And, you know, I think it's more a song about a feeling than a situation, you know. I mean, of course, there's a story, but I think you just nailed it when you said the calling out, you know. I mean, there's desperation and then there's just straight up agony, you know, there's just at the end of your rope. You know, and that song, you know, it does have a love story, and it does have a juxtaposition of somebody, myself, who was, you know, at a point in my life where I'm like, okay, I know it's not working. Let me sit down and think about what do I really want? You know what I mean? Like, maybe I didn't know yesterday, but today I know. and this is what I want, and I'm going to put it in a song and manifest it that way and just put it out there through music. And I'm still waiting, but you know.
Don't worry, anybody listening, come on, get her somebody, please. We don't want her, you know, crying out like that. Okay, so please, if you're over there in the West Coast, give her a holler. Go see her. You're gonna be at Her Bells. Tell us about Her Bells. You're gonna be there on Tuesdays and Fridays. Tell us about that.
I'm there every Tuesday for the rest of the month. We were there every Tuesday in June as well. We were just extended, so thank you, Her Bells. And I will be there just this Friday, the 15th. So we were there last night and had a really good time. But we'll be there Friday, the 15th, with a soul singer from Australia. I believe his name is Orlando Napier. And I'll be going on at 9, and Orlando goes on at 11. So I'm encouraging people to stick around all night long. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, where's Her Bells located? Do you know the address up top?
Yeah, I do. Her Bells is in Santa Monica. It's 1432 4th Street in Santa Monica. And you can go to harbells.com. I got the number over there. It's 310-395-1676. And, doors are at 8. And the set usually starts around 9. Yeah.
All right, you heard it here first. Check out Tasha Taylor at Her Bells. Check out our website, TashaTaylor.com. Also, real quickly, got a couple minutes left. You're going to be, again, for people who are just tuning in, Unchain My Heart, upcoming musical about Ray Charles. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so very excited about going to Broadway to do the Ray Charles musical, Unchain My Heart. That's set to begin in the spring, so I'll keep everybody posted on that. But just a fantastic character, Margie Hendricks, I'll be playing, who was the Regina King character in the movie. Stuart Benjamin, who produced Ray the movies, is the producer of the Broadway version of Ray. And, Unchain My Heart. Just, you know, stay tuned. It's going to be very exciting.
Stay tuned. Great music.
Stay
tuned.
Well,
I'm going to have to come see you. You're coming over to the East Coast. So,
yes.
Well, thank you so much for calling in today, Tasha. I really appreciate it. I like your music. I want everybody to buy the album, support, you know, the sister, trying to get somebody, you know, please, come on now.
That's right.
Follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can win a free copy of Tasha's new album, Tailor Made. Thank you so much, Tasha, for coming on this evening.
Thank you for having me.
I wish you much success, and hopefully I'll see you on Broadway.
That's right. I'll see you there. Thanks, Joy.
All right. Take it easy. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Joy Keys. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. Become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm giving away several free CDs of Tasha Taylor's new album, Tailor Made. So you want to follow, become a fan, like, share with friends, so on and so forth. So I'm going to leave the show right now with Daddy's Girl, Tasha Taylor's Daddy's Girl, from her new album, Tailor Made.
You've watched me grow from every angle. You never know what I get entangled in, but you're always there to show some tender love and care. No matter where I am in this world.